Well, hello, look at you. Always looking so goddamn sexy, sending me those messages throughout the day. I can't wait to fucking ravage you and why should I keep my voice down? It's just you and I. I saw that his car's not here. Come on now. What do you his car's not here. It's in the shop. Well, how about this then? How about we do it anyway? I mean, he's gotta know by now, right? Like, he absolutely fucking knows. What does one more time even matter, right? I mean, hell, you picked up the phone that one time. He has to know. Come on. Who gives a shit? Let this be the time he figures it out. Come on now. I'm like this because I turn you on. Let's not pretend like you didn't love every little moment at the office. I mean, come on. You're the breadwinner here. It's your house. And you want to be with me. What's stopping you? He didn't stop us when you begged on your knees at the hotel for me to give you just even one more fucking orgasm. He didn't stop us when we went out to dinner on your anniversary with him. What the fuck does it matter? This is your house that he sleeps in. You pay for his car. And you want to submit to me. What's the big deal? But fine. If my choices are walk away, ruin this whole thing by being loud, or getting to keep you all to myself, a gorgeous fucking secret, then, well, I suppose there's a hidden option, but we'll just have to see, won't we? Oh, no. You can ask as much as you want. I'm not telling you. Now, come on. Hop up on the counter. Yeah, come on now. Come on now, pretty girl. Hop up on the counter. Let me show you why you choose me. And while I'm at it, be as loud as you want. Just because I can't make a sound. Doesn't mean you shouldn't. In fact, I think he should hear it from you first. Atta girl, nice and comfy. No moving. You work so hard every day. I know. No. Just spread your legs. It's fine. See, it's not so bad, is it? Moan for me. You say he's asleep, but if he's listening, he may as well come and moan and beg for him, right? He already knows. Maybe he knows deep down that it's me, too. What do you think? Do you think he looks out the window? Sees my car? I parked up front. I parked in his spot. It's mine, isn't it? Oh, come on now. He might not know exactly who I am. He might not know whose car it is in the driveway. But he knows exactly what it sounds like when my cock slaps against your fucking ass, remember? He asked, don't you remember him asking? Ah, oh, no, look at me. Answer me, come on. Use your voice, answer me. Do my fingers feel too good? Come on. He knows what's going on. He might not know who I am, but he is very aware. You want to pretend as much as you want. And he doesn't, but you're not quiet enough for that, are you? If you want me to shut up, trap my fucking head between your legs. You know I like it when you do that. See, I'm being good. You're being the loud one. I'm just your employee that you decided had one extra responsibility. And I like to take my work home with me. You provide for him. You look big, strong, smart, sexy woman who could have any man in the world. And he knows that. He doesn't deserve you. Fuck, I barely deserve you, but I'll gladly be the one to make you break whenever you ask. Come on, me, come on. That's what I'm for. You know, for someone who was telling me to be quiet, you weren't very fucking quiet, were you? Careful now. You got cum on that tie just a second ago. Be a shame to get it messy, wouldn't it? Face it. You chose me. I'm hotter than he is. I'm more driven than he is. You know I make more than he does. Someone like you, you shouldn't be with some waste of space like him. You shouldn't be giving him a private time in the middle of the day to nap. No, come on. He should be washing your car by himself. He should be taking care of everything in your life. You shouldn't have to lift a finger. Hell, you should just have to spread your fucking legs. Now, if he didn't hear that, if he didn't hear you moaning, if he didn't hear you gritting your teeth while you moan my name, if he didn't hear my muffled moans from between your thighs, do you think he'll hear it when this cock fills you up? More than his ever could? Huh? You nodded your head every single time I listed off the things he can't do. So tell me, does his head feel the way mine does when I slowly grind it into you? Huh? Oh, sort of. Oh, sort of. It sort of does. I see. Well, about an extra inch, huh? Just a little bit more. He's at least got that, doesn't he? He does, that's right. And from what you told me, he's got this one, too. But I have a pretty good memory of that one night. We were at a conference, it was late. I looked you in the eye and told you that you were so beautiful. Talking about your passion. I remember as the last drink slipped between your lips. You said that that comment made you feel better than your husband. That one comment felt better than this right now, didn't it? That's why you ended up in my arms. I know. That's how this all started. But why don't I remind you of why this continued? Ugh, that's right, it was that extra length that he doesn't fucking have. It was the fact that I stretch you out more than he does. How about another? Oh, God. Come on, now you have to admit that feels better. This is why we kept doing it. This is why you always submit when I come over. This is why I'm a better man than he is. Why you shouldn't be taking care of him. You shouldn't need to take care of anybody. No, you should let me take over. He can still live here. Don't worry, I need someone to take my car in. He can stay. You have a guest room. I've seen every inch of this house. I've cream pied you all over it where he can't. Oh, yeah, come on now. You want to remember exactly what that first night in the hotel was like, don't you? No more biting your lip. No gagging on something. I want you to be the one that tells him exactly why this is over. Shout it from the top of your fucking lungs. Do you understand? Shout it out. Oh, God, yeah. Be as loud as you want to be. Be as loud as you want to be. Listen. Listen with me. Do you hear him anymore? Do you hear any movement? Any groaning? You don't hear a goddamn thing, do you? No, you don't. You want to know why that is? Because he's dead silent. He's awake and trying not to interrupt. There are adults doing something in the house, and he doesn't want to be a burden. Oh, God, yes. Oh, my God. Fuck. Oh, you feel so good. God, you're as fucking sexy as you are smart, you know that? Oh, God, any man would be lucky to be with you, but you chose me, and I plan on reminding you of why that is. Oh, God. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, yes, ma'am. I'd be happy to give it to you. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck. I feel so good. Oh, my God. I get to enjoy you in a way that he can't every fucking inch. Oh, God. And it makes me feel so fucking good. You know that? Knowing that I can give you things that he can't, it makes this feel even better. Hell, I don't even think it would feel this good if he wasn't upstairs listening with his ear to the door like a fucking cuck should. Oh my God. Oh yes, breathe. Come on, deep breaths. You can't fucking scream my name if you're not breathing. Come on now. Good girl. Here, how about this? How about this? Bite your shirt for me. I want to see those pretty tits anyway. Come on now. Oh, here, let me help me stuff that in your fucking mouth. Now you can moan and scream, and you don't have to worry about him. It's fine. It's fine. I can be your fucking secret, at least for now. At least for this fucking moment. Oh, God, you're gorgeous. How does he not do anything for you? He's got a goddess in his house, taking care of him, making him meals. Oh, staying home from work when he's sick. Oh, and he doesn't even have the sense to make sure that you feel this fucking good. What a fucking idiot. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh. Fuck. Oh, God, yeah, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come so fucking hard. Oh, come on, are you not close yet? You seem desperate. Why should I try to make you come, huh? He doesn't. And if I'm no better than him, why should I make you come? Why should I care, huh? I'm gonna fucking fill you up and leave. If you want me to be your secret, that's fine with me. I can just keep fucking you just like this and not giving a shit about you at all, just like he does. Or we can take that makeshift gag out of your mouth and you can scream my name to him and I will fuck you all night long. We'll move him to the guest bed. We'll make sure that he knows exactly what his place is in our new relationship. I'll take care of every orgasm you ever need. And you won't have to worry about a thing. You won't need to pay. You won't need to cook. You'll just get every good fucking railing you could ever need. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I can see your hands moving. Take the gag out. Take the gag out. And scream my fucking name. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Do you hear that, cuck? You hear that? That's what your wife's pleasure actually sounds like. None of that shit you've heard in your fucking life. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, God. I wonder if he's stroking his pathetic cock right now. Fuck. Oh, yes. You never need to worry about that again for the rest of your life. Don't worry, I'll control his orgasm for us. I'll make sure that he gets what he needs while I get his wife. I think that's a fair trade. Oh, my God. I think a chastity cage on him and a key around your necklace sounds like a great idea. Oh, yes, that's right, baby. Moan. You don't even need to keep a secret anymore. Everyone can know exactly what I am. I'm yours now. And you are fucking mine. Fuck. 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 Ugh. Ugh. Oh, God. I can't believe it's taken this long to finally own you like this. Look at me. Look at us. This is your new life now. No more pretending that you love him anymore. When I come back, I want his shit out of my bedroom. Good girl.